This is Terrio Media. From coast to coast, epic investors are doing the most. It's time for another epic field report.
All right, so please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Keith Shine. Keith, welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, before we dive into your recent deal, I want to know all about it. But tell us a bit about what you were doing just before you took this venture into real estate investing.
Well, before I even got into real estate, originally I was doing ride share and just entrepreneurial gigs and stuff like that for the most part. Then around the time the pandemic hit, I started wanting to open up different businesses, just expand. So I opened up a clothing line called Chicago. Happened to be wearing it.
Chicago, yeah. Is that Chicago.com just by chance?
Not anymore. I'm rebooting. It's under construction right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it did pretty good. So I was into that heavy, and then music. As I was doing the music and the clothing during the pandemic, I just wanted to expand. I needed something more concrete, like a career, you know what I'm saying? So I did a lot of drops with the clothing, and they was pretty successful. So I took the money that I had from that, and then I just happened to be on Instagram. Then I ran across the Epic Real Estate, and I'm like, man, this sounds pretty cool, you know, like the way y'all put it. So I attended the meeting, and I made the investment.
Awesome. Sweet. So was real estate something you were thinking about before, or just a chance of passing on Instagram said, let's go check it out?
I really wasn't thinking about real estate at all, but I just wanted to challenge myself. And then, like I said, I didn't like the feeling of having just art as my main source of income. Like, that puts a lot of control in other people's hands, and I didn't want that. So I just wanted to do something that's so I can make deals behind the scene and still be able to push my passions. So that was my whole approach to it. Know, and I thought real estate would be difficult, so, and it was. It is.
Took us a minute, but we got there. I can relate to the whole art thing and trying to make a living off your art because, you know, I went through the whole thing as well. And I got really fortunate at the beginning because what I was doing, people liked it and they paid for it. And I was making a living. And then when I had to make a living from art, then I saw all of a sudden stop the art side of the thing and started trying to make stuff that I thought was sell. You know what I mean? Then it became like this pressure. So I get it. All right. So it did take us a while to get there, but why don't you walk me through the deal that you just closed? And you did it through the holidays, which is amazing because I've been telling everybody not to quit during the holidays and you did not. So congrats to you on that. Yeah. But walk me through that.
Okay. Originally, so, you know, I've been working with you since 2022. So it's been a while. Like, it's been 2 years. But I had to learn the process and I had to just bump my head a million times. Honestly, the way I was going about it originally, I'm going to just lead up into the actual deal. The way I was going about it originally, I was just trying to do it by myself for the most part. So I was trying to put these systems together and just keep, you know, and that just, I get really close, get it under contract and all that, but then something just wouldn't fall through for some strange reason. So I just did some reflection and then I just started to pay attention to my mentor, like, you know, how was he able to close a deal? And then I started thinking, I'm like, well, it wasn't just him per se, like it's about partnerships. So what I did was I seen a local brokerage, this lady that I had happened to come across while I was trying to work on the deal. Her name is Chantel. So I reached out to her and I was just like, I'm in the process of trying to close a deal and I'm really good with communicating with people. I have work ethic. I see that you're working too and I'm working. So let's come together. So I reached out to her. She said, okay, we worked out a deal that made sense for both of us financially. The journey began. So I used the system. I started to try to cut past all of the calling out itself. So I hooked up with this program. It's this program called iSpeed Lead.
Oh, of course. My Speed to Lead. Yep.
Yeah. So I tapped into that. I bought some leads that they have or they will people reach out to them. And then, you know, I had the program where you spend like $300 and then you get to catch some deals on sale. So every day I would go work and then I would come back and I would take whatever money I got and I would just buy a lead per day. And then I would reach out to these leads and I just have all these leads set up. Some of them I couldn't get through, had to get a refund. But then it was a couple of them that, you know, I got some traction. But it was one specific from this lady. Her name is Miss Cat. You know, shout out to Miss Cat if she's watching this. I got in contact with her, talked to her about what's going on with the property. She was holding the property for one of her friends, well, a partner of hers. You know, I got the information about, I got the lead myself and negotiated with her, with asking price, and took a while just to come up with the number that made sense for everybody. And then we got under contract. I got it under contract in November. Officially under contract in November. And then from that point on, with the help of Ms. Lawrence, Ms. Chantel, with the help of her, my partner, we went on the search to find buyers. We end up coming across a couple of buyers, and some people was in and out, but it was, I wanted to do it in the wintertime. So a lot of people was, they're telling me like, the wintertime is, why would you want to do it in the wintertime? And I said, because of the desperation, in my opinion. Like, if somebody wants to buy a house in the wintertime, they really want to buy a house. Like, they want to be serious. You know, the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely right.
In the springtime, people be like, all right, whatever, you know, take a time, whatever, whatever. But the wintertime, like, I really want this house. And we came across a buyer, a lady from Salvador, El Salvador. She was new to the country, and she was living in poor conditions, and she wanted to get the deal done. Straight cash. Made the contract for like 100 and got it for like 105. Well, we got the contract for like 95. And then we sold to her for like 105. It was like life-changing deal, but it's just like just getting that under my belt. And she made that, like I said, got the contract in November, closed it by the end of December.
Very good. So you're out there looking for buyers with Ms. Chantel. How are you guys looking for buyers?
Well, she's a part of a brokerage. So she has a list of buyers.
Okay.
And she sent the word out to them. And what I do is I go look at agents too, that has buyers too. So got in contact with an agent, and there's a couple of agents that I got in contact with. And the one that Pedro, who I end up getting in contract with, he had the buyer. So
awesome. Okay, cool. So after going out this all by your own for a while, and you and I going back and forth on Voxer, and you know, kept hitting the dead end, but you went out and you found a partner, right? So that was good. Second is you chose a different lead strategy. And shout out to My Speed to Lead, because there's a lot of students here at Epic that are using them for their marketing and getting their leads from them. So that's good. That's pay per lead, if you don't know what that is. You can check them out, My Speed to Lead. We got enough success stories over here that is making sense. Then you just networked for buyers. So you found other agents that had buyers, right?
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet, cool. So, you know, after going through this for a good year and a half or so, and finally getting it. And congrats to you, buddy, for sticking with it. I don't have a lot of success stories like you, because people quit and you didn't. And I think that's very commendable. I think Tony Jardu, who I know he listens to the show. So shout out to Tony, because he's another great example. I think it took us almost a whole year before he got his first deal. But then he had enough cash flow in the next 6 months where he was done. I mean, he had enough cash flow that like all of a sudden it just, the whole thing opened up. The same thing with Enrique in Los Angeles. I might have those details slightly wrong, but I know it took them a long time. But then once they got the first one, then the floodgates opened up. So stick with it. This isn't the end. This is just the beginning. So what'd you learn through the process is what I was getting at.
I learned that you can have the most talent in the world, or the most gift of gab and the most drive, ambition and all that. But, you know, just like any great champion, you need a team. That's what I learned more than anything. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really why I even joined under your mentorship and made that investment, was because it's like, man, you know, I want to be a part of a team. Like, I want to be a part of people that know how to win. And it's like, that's my advice. Like, you can be great, but you will shine even brighter if you find people. And then just finding the right team, the right partners, people that really have the same work ethic. They're not going to put you to the back burner. Like, they're calling you like, okay, did you get it? Did you talk to did you make sure? And that's how, you know, the partner that I end up with, she has the same type of drive that I have. So I don't have to worry about if the deal is getting done. Like, once I do my part, she's going to do her part. I come back, do my part. It's a great rhythm. So that's like the main thing I learned, just having a great team behind you, not giving up. Like, because, you know, Matt, no, like, it was tough. It was really tough. And like I said, it wasn't even a life-changing deal. Like, I didn't make $50,000, $100,000 off the deal type. But it's just mentally getting past that barrier and then being able to know that we have a certain system. Because I'm working on a deal now. Knowing that we have a system going, like, okay, I found the system. And if we can just continue this system and keep working with the same work ethic, man, we can close 10 deals. And like I said, it took less than 2 months to close this in the wintertime. So I'm excited moving towards the spring. I'm excited.
That's awesome. So I can hear it in you, because your voice wasn't too excitable in the last 6 months.
No, it wasn't. But it's like, I didn't want to keep coming. So I like, that's why I come in and I disappear, because it's like, I'm working. Like, I got to find it. I got to figure this out. Like, I have to figure this out.
And, that's awesome. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, just don't give up. To anybody listening, don't give up. It's going to happen for you. Just get rid of the distractions, because that's what really caused me to be prolonged. Because initially when I did it, I was still trying to move, do clothing and doing all these other things. I had people around that just, like, if you want to do real estate, it's very serious. So it's like, just get rid of the distractions and focus. As soon as I did that, literally in 3 months, like, made the deal in 3 months, I could say that. Like,
sweet.
Yeah.
If you were to do it all over again, this deal and kind of this whole journey for you, what would you do differently?
The deal or the journey?
Yeah, I mean, like, it took you a while to get the success. So, I mean, maybe you just kind of said it. You would have maybe got rid of the distractions earlier. Yeah, it's up to you. You can answer that how you want to answer it.
Yeah, as soon as I made the investment, I would have just blocked everything else out that was going on in my life and made sure that I handled, because this is like the main course. So I just would have focused on the main course. I would just focus strictly on real estate, nothing else for that first 2-3 months, like you were telling me. So like Matt does, he says, like, lock in, do this every day. He's a winner. So he's telling you how to win. It's up to you to actually listen on how to win. And it's not his fault if you don't win, because he's going to be there for you. He never missed my calls or anything. He always reached back, same temperament, never pacifies you, or he never, you know, tear you down. It's just the same steadiness. And I just would have been way more focused. And that is what it is. I just would have been focused.
Sweet. So what does it look like right now? So you got some deals already underway. Like, what's the business look like now?
It's looking good. Like, we have, we got 3 people that I'm talking to now, just negotiating. And then I have 2 people on hold for the springtime. But it's like a really great deal. So this spring deal, it's a lady, an older lady, Miss Harris. She's looking to retire. She has a big house. And, you know, the house is worth maybe $400K. But she's only looking to get, like, she said she don't want to be greedy. She just want to pass it on as far as, like, a deal. So she's just looking at, like, a little over 200. So that'll leave us a big spread. And she just wants that with all the spread. And that's coming in the springtime. So she guaranteed that, you know, she's going to work with me just based off our rapport. So it's looking good.
Nice.
It's looking good.
How are you generating your leads? Still the same way? One source? Have you tried anything new?
I'm trying new things. I have a list of vacants. I have this person, this guy I work with, who gave me like 1,000 leads of vacant apartments. I mean, vacant leads, absentee owners in this neighborhood. I use PropWire too. I got my money back a little better now. So I might, you know, I'm gonna hop back on, PropStream. I can get back in there and generate my own leads. But it's all, any way I can find a lead, I'm on it. I'm talking to new developers. This guy, I forget the name of the company, but they actually have, like, they use AI. And it's like a drone that sees the address for abandoned properties. They get the information for you. Like, they do all the skip tracing and this. Anyway, so I'm using that. I even go back to I be using Facebook. It depends. If I try to narrow it down, see if it's for owner, I use Zillow. Like, we're just on the grind. Whatever we can find, the leads, whatever. Like, I don't really care. And but speed the lead is one of the sources for real.
That's awesome. So what's the plans? What's the goal? What are you most excited about for 2025?
Closing more deals, making more money, and pushing my passion projects. Because that's really why I'm doing this. Like, that's really the ultimate. Like, to do my music and my art for my club and the whole entire brand. Like, I want to have that. My funding comes from my real estate. That's going to fund me. So it's like, hey, you know, I like that type of that edge. I could do my art with just no pressure. Because this is really just fun. Like, it's not, I don't have to rely on the audience.
That's awesome. So what's been your most favorite part of the whole process?
The communicating, my favorite part, as far as like just talking to people and seeing if I can get someone to sell me something valuable to them. I like that. I like just to build that rapport and that trust. And then I like I said, so the lady that actually bought the house, she was living in a terrible condition. Like, she was almost homeless. She was homeless, basically. So she was living in a trailer here to there, and she started crying. Like, she was so happy to be able to have a house. And that made me feel really good. It's just like, wow, you know, I really helped this lady. And she thanked me so much. Like, I thank you for just sticking with us and reaching out and then being able to have this house. Because this is like, when she walked in, she had vision. Because And this was like probably the most difficult deal, one of the most difficult deals, because the tenant that was in there, she does estate sales, AKA, and they look like a hoarder house. So it's like, it's so much. You can't even move around. But when I brought the lady in there, she just she had so much vision. She saw herself in there, and she was just so happy. She lit up, and I could just feel like that warmth and that joy, and it was just a win-win-win for everybody. Like, mm-hmm. I got my money. He got his money for selling it, and she got a house. Like, that's I would like that. I want to be a part of that on a bigger scale, and it just pushed me to be like, hey, if I did that, that's difficult. That was a difficult deal. It makes it like all the rest of the deals, if it's vacant, it's going to be a piece of cake. Like, I can do that. I'm just ready to close more. I want to do big deals. Now I'm looking for heavier deals. Like, I want 500,000 and up deals and move. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for the big time. That's how I feel. I'm ready.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I remember, if I think back, you know where Danville, Illinois is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where my very first deals were, was there. My first one was in Long Beach, but the rest of my deals, I did 35 deals in Danville, Illinois from Los Angeles. But they were just so easy to me because they're like $35,000 houses. But they were easy for my mindset. Not easy in the work, right?
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now, what you just said, I'd rather do those $350,000 deals because they're the same amount of work, same exact process, right? So I think you kind of got that. You had this little $100,000 house, and now you're like, oh, let's do the $400,000, let's do the $500,000 house. Exact same steps, exact same process is going to work exactly the same way. So I'm excited for you, Keith. And thanks for being here, bud. Hey, the lights are always on for you too. So if you need anything additionally, just let me know, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay, bud. Take care.
Thanks, man. Peace.
And that wraps up the epic show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.